My name's Ian Banks. I'm a chartered architect and director of ATOL, my architectural practice and collaborative public realm consultancy that specialises in public art. Why are the Manchester and Pennine waterways so important to me? Well, to me, canals reflect a shared linkage, includes both history and place. It's a kind of pan-regional thing, a shared heritage. But it also represents the kind of wider potential to go beyond just physical regeneration and to look to sort of solicit opportunities in good practice in developing well-being and placemaking. What's my vision for the future for the Manchester and Pennine waterways? Well, from a general perspective, I guess it's a two-way thing in my view. It's not just what the communities can do for the Canal and River Trust, but vice versa. What Canal and River Trust can do for its own waterside communities. And the localism, agenda and big society are a clue, I think. From a cultural perspective, well, it's about placing culture more centrally than ever before and to value it. The Cultural Olympiad legacy, as well as the new Memorandum of Understanding between Arts Council and Canal and River Trust, are the most important issue to consider at this particular point, and from that will stem a whole range of opportunities. Why should people get involved in shaping the manifesto? Well, new audiences are the kind of lifeblood of this kind of whole programme, but it's not just about new audiences for waterside users and for funding opportunities, but for volunteering, and also not just about volunteering in terms of the linkage to heritage and environmental regeneration, but also the kind of embracement and engagement of people into exploring a kind of new living culture where the Canal River Trust are central to that.